Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. I'm your host, Michael Pappas. Whether you're launching a new business or already have one, you need a small business marketing strategy, and it is essential that the strategy includes a strong online presence for your brand. Consumers learn about local businesses online more than anywhere else. Statista, a leading provider of market and consumer data, is predicting the number of e-commerce users in the United States to grow to nearly 290 million by 2027. As a small business owner, you probably have little experience in online marketing. So creating a strategy to boost your online presence is probably a little overwhelming. That's understandable. One way to build and optimize your marketing strategy is by using inbound marketing. Not familiar with that term? Well, inbound marketing is the method of growing your organization by building meaningful, lasting relationships with consumers, prospects, and customers. It's about valuing and empowering these people to reach their goals at any stage in their journey with you. Why? Because when your customer succeeds, you succeed. The inbound methodology can be applied in three ways. 1. Attract, drawing in the right people with valuable content and conversations that establish you as a trusted advisor with whom they want to engage. 2. Engage, presenting insights and solutions that align with their pain points and goals so they are more likely to buy from you. And 3. Delight, providing help and support to empower your customers to find success with their purchase. We all know that marketing is meant to raise brand awareness and build a pipeline of qualified leads that turn into sales. With a small business, getting the word out can be challenging due to less visibility and lack of resources, like budget or time. However, there are key strategies that can help you scale your business's marketing efforts. Whether you're struggling with a limited budget, the time constraints caused by a smaller team, or even a lack of direction, a marketing plan appropriate for your business can guide you as you scale. The following strategies are fundamental as you generate awareness and revenue for your organization. 1. Know your audience. A key mistake is thinking that anyone is your buyer. Larger companies may be able to appeal to a wide market, but the saying, the riches are in the niches, is for a reason. You have the most leverage as a small business in a niche. And to develop a niche and appeal to buyers within it, you must understand their pains, problems, triggering events, and priorities. What is pushing them to make a purchasing decision? What does it look like if they succeed? Knowing these things will help you craft messaging that resonates and makes a compelling case for your solution. Start by thinking about your existing customers and who they'd like to work with. Then create a buyer persona to get into your ideal client's head. If you don't know, a buyer persona is a fictionalized characterization of your best customer or customers based on information about them and how they use your product or service. 2. Emphasize your value proposition. If there's no difference between you and your competition, there's no reason why a buyer would be compelled to work with you. Your value proposition, in other words, what do you do better than anyone in the industry, is what will differentiate you from others in your space. It will make up your prospect's mind that you're the provider to go with. Conveying this makes a compelling argument. 3. Stay focused on singular goals and objectives. In marketing, you may have noticed there are a gazillion directions you can go in. It's tempting to do it all at once, which means you try to craft a complicated machine in hopes that you've covered all your bases. However, this strategy makes it easy to take on too much. Instead, identify where your biggest impact will be. Where is the biggest blind spot in your marketing prohibiting your growth? Set a performance goal around that one key area. Focus your resources on the activities and tactics that will achieve that one performance goal. You can expand your efforts or pivot to other initiatives when you've made more progress towards that singular goal. 4. Capitalize on short-term plays. Be that scrappy kid on the block. As you scale, it's critical to see return on investment, or ROI, sooner. This will give you momentum and cash flow to put towards larger projects, long-term plays, and more sustainable growth models. Tactics that take time to build, such as search engine optimization, are poor fits for your primary initiatives. Why, you ask? Because you won't see a return soon enough for your liking. If you have enough resources to start there, great. However, don't put all your eggs in that basket. If you have evidence that people are taking to Google with purchasing intents for your particular solution, you may find that paid ads will give you the short-term ROI. 5. Double down on what works. Once you have your initiatives running and you've experimented with a few things, pay attention to the data. It can inform you of what's working. As you scale, it's a good idea to double down on proven methods of generating revenue. 6. Understand the power of existing customers. I don't know how many times I've heard this from marketing people. On average, acquiring a new customer costs 5 times more than closing an existing one. This means you shouldn't stop marketing once you've made a purchase. Identify your opportunities for repeat purchasing, upselling, and cross-selling. Because your existing customers have already made a purchase, they already know, like, and trust you. If you've provided a good experience, you've given them a good reason to buy from you again, should the need ever arise. Even if the need doesn't arise, in cases where it's a one-and-done purchase with no upsell opportunities, you should still delight your customers. Word of mouth is a powerful and free promotion tool. 7. Since I mentioned them, use free promotional tools. It's important to note that since you've committed to a limited goal and scope, there's no need to inflate your overhead with gadgets. Use free promotional tools wherever possible. Only commit to paid tools if you know they will drastically improve existing operations or performance. There are many marketing tools available to you. Just do an internet search for free marketing tools. 8. Create a website to own your own online presence. A professional-looking website is one of the most important assets you will create for your small business. This is where you'll show who you are, what you offer, where you are, and how a potential customer can contact you. It's a channel you will always own. It has the capability of generating organic traffic. Plus, it's a place to send traffic from advertising and other marketing initiatives. Your website isn't just a simple brochure either. It can turn into a 24/7 salesperson by understanding how to convert traffic and turn them into leads. More on that later. 9. Consider blogging to attract prospects for your website. Blogging is a great way to generate organic traffic, particularly for those prospects who have not reached a purchasing decision yet. In addition, it can establish credibility in your space and position you as a thought leader. To start a blog, you can use an inexpensive or free website tool to make a free site and use one of their templates. Just like you did for pre-promotional tools, do an internet search for free websites. Even if you only publish once a week, it will improve your website's visibility online. Plus, it will help educate your potential customers on why they should trust your company. If you plan to write your posts yourself, look into beginner's guides to writing. Again, you can find them by doing an internet search. Once you start writing, you can add a call to action or a CTA on your posts for visitors to subscribe to your blog and receive emails. This is a great way to start collecting leads. It is also a way of offering potential customers a way to get information if they aren't ready to buy anything from you yet. 10. Promote yourself on social media. With billions of potential customers using various platforms daily, social media is a powerful business tool. Social media marketing can help you engage with potential customers, build brand awareness, and promote your products. According to statistics, people in the United States spend at least 2 hours daily on social media. Why wouldn't you want to be seen where your potential customers spend their time? 11. Create short-form video content. Marketers know that a good marketing strategy for your small business should include more than just written content. In fact, according to HubSpot's 2022 marketing report, State of Inbound Marketing Trends, 44% of social media marketers focus their efforts on creating video content for TikTok. Adding a short-form video content to your marketing strategy is a great idea. Platforms like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook make connecting and engaging with your audience convenient. Short-form video content is easily shared. This means you can quickly get your product or service in front of the right audience and their friends. 12. Stick to a social media posting schedule. You shouldn't just post to your social media platforms hoping that something will become a viral post. Instead, you must focus on intentional content creation and posting. First, find the social media platform that works best for your business. Then create a social media content calendar and stick to a regular posting schedule. But just don't post every day for the sake of posting. In that same HubSpot 2022 marketing report, State of Inbound Marketing Trends, 83% of social media marketers say it's better to post at a lower frequency with high-quality content than daily posting. By posting daily, you'll likely post irrelevant, low-quality content. Take the time to create engaging, thoughtful content and schedule it for the appropriate times to stand out from the competition. 13. Invest in ads. Organic traffic takes a while to build. As a small business, you want to invest in short-term plays. Pay-to-play tactics that target buyers with high intent are great for short-term wins to jumpstart other objectives. Again, this 2022 HubSpot marketing report states that 80% of brands use some form of paid advertisement. Google ads are perfect if you know that their target audience is searching the web for your product or solution. If they aren't, you might consider social media ads instead. Individuals on social media have less buying intent, but with highly targeted ads and enough impressions, you'll gain the interest of your audience. 14. Make sure you're capturing web prospects' information. I've been talking a lot about visibility and traffic, but haven't really covered how these will help drive revenue yet. One simple way to start generating leads or customers from your website is to implement a conversion tool. There are some free ones out there. You'll have to search for them, but they do exist. Use this tool to create a pop-up widget to your website that helps start collecting the email addresses of potential customers. From there, you can send out promotions and offers and convert them into paying customers.
15.
Use email marketing to nurture leads. Just because you've converted website traffic into leads doesn't mean those leads are ready to buy yet. It's important to stay on top of mind and move them closer to purchasing decisions. Email marketing is a critical part of your marketing toolkit. It is the most effective method of marketing. In fact, 73% of millennials prefer communications from businesses to come via email. This strategy is an easy, free, and scalable way to communicate with both new and existing customers. Once you have an email marketing tool in place, many are inexpensive or even free, experiment with emailing out newsletters with your sleek new blog posts and other promotions to your database. I know small business owners don't have tons of free time to devote to digital marketing, so consider using marketing automation to make this process even easier for yourself. For more on email marketing, check out the Score Business Points show of January 14, 2023, The Power of the Inbox, with my guest, Bonnie Cantor. 16. Manage relationships with a customer relationships management system. Email marketing works best when you're sending personalized, targeted emails. This begins with a customer database or customer relationship management system, a CRM. Your CRM stores information about your leads, prospects, and customers. Now you keep track of customer interactions and identify sales opportunities more effectively. 17. Lean on word of mouth as a promotion channel. Delighting customers can have a big impact on your business, primarily in repeat purchases and word of mouth. If you provide a great experience, your customers will be more inclined to leave reviews, give testimonials, and tell their friends about you. That's why measuring customer satisfaction and encouraging customers to spread the word is a good idea. 18. Connect with other local businesses. Take your business to the local community. And while you're at it, Connect with other local business owners in your area. Consider partnering with local businesses to create discounts, deals, or coupons for customers. Start a live stream with local business owners during a promotional event or coordinate a giveaway. Connecting with other small businesses is both great for word of mouth and collaboration. If you collaborate with other local businesses, advertise the promotion or sale on your social media outlets. Now that I've covered the basics, here are some tips for improving whichever marketing strategies you choose. 1. Determine your brand's identity. To promote your business, a consistent brand identity will make you look more professional. It will also help you attract new customers. According to a 2020 study on Yotpo, a leading e-commerce marketing platform, nearly 9 out of 10 people are brand loyal. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, has described a company's branding as what other people say about you when you're not in the room. In other words, your brand is people's feelings and emotions when hearing your company's name. It combines your brand name, logo, aesthetic, and the design of all your assets, plus the values you support, which is, according to Yotpo, becoming more important to consumers. 2. Identify your buyer persona. When you imagine a customer searching for your product or service, what are they like? What are their pain points? What is their job? I mentioned this back in point one of the fundamental strategies. Create a buyer persona that tells the story of your ideal customer. Doing so can help you optimize a website for them. You can then better figure out what types of things they'll be searching for so you can include those terms on your website. 3. Design a logo and other assets. To start getting the creative juices flowing, start looking at various sites that can help you create a logo. Consider your color scheme and peruse palettes of color. You can create your own or look through pre-made or customized color palettes. You can also use a freelancer or agency to create your logo. Using one of them will give you a higher quality product. It will also connect you with a designer who can change and update your brand assets as your company grows. 4. Build your website with a CMS template. If you're a tech-savvy small business owner, you'll probably want to build your own website. A content management system, CMS, makes the process simple. Most CMSs offer customizable templates for your site that you can get for free or for a small fee. There are templates for various skill levels, from beginners all the way to advanced. Once you've created your website, most CMS platforms offer plugins to help you optimize your content for search. Look for search engine optimization SEO plugins. This will help you rank better in Google. 5. Consult agencies or freelancers for web design help. If you're not technical and want a website built for your small business, you can use a freelancer or a marketing agency specializing in web design. This is a great option for businesses with existing websites that need to be updated and revamped for SEO to help improve your Google ranking. 6. Draw up a go-to-market strategy. Once you've activated all the tools you need to promote your product or service, you'll need to create a promotional plan that aligns with the customer journey. Consider which content will attract, engage, and delight your prospects, and how you will convert them into customers. 7. Hire a freelancer to help you scale your content. If you need help creating regular blogs or promotional content, consider hiring a freelancer over investing in a full-time employee. There are websites out there where you can post your project for a freelancer, blogger, videographer, or photographer. You can also consider hiring a marketing agency for a larger project. 8. Track your site with analytics tools. If you've never made a website and aren't entirely comfortable with the technical elements, many free tools and services can help you get started. When you create your website, implement Google Analytics. This is a free product. It helps you easily track who's looking at your site. 9. Boost your Google ranking with search engine optimization. If you already have a business, have you ever searched for yourself or your product or service online? If so, did you think, why isn't my website showing on Google? or how do I rank on Google, or how can I improve my Google ranking? There are lots of factors that play into why a certain site or page appears in the top spots on the Google search engine results page, the SERP, or other search engines. Backlinko, a company that helps optimize your SEO, reports some of the Google top factors, which include having relevant keywords and their placement on your site, the length of your content, having a high-quality content, how fast your page loads, how often you post content, and more. When it all boils down, Google tries to find the best content to present to the person searching. For example, if I'm searching for the best barber in Newport, Rhode Island, it wouldn't be helpful for me to find the webpage of a barber that has closed down and is located in Newport, Kentucky. It would, however, be helpful for me to find a barber in my area with great Yelp reviews, an easy-to-navigate website, and contact information readily available. Google always wants to surface the most relevant, highest quality piece of content. To rank higher on Google, you can leverage the power of SEO. To start learning everything there is to know about this powerhouse marketing tactic, check out HubSpot.com. It explains techniques that will help your website rank higher in search engine results page, SERPs. This makes your website more visible to people looking for solutions that your brand, product, or service can provide via search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. In other words, it's the basic concept of structuring your website and blog post to be in the best shape for appearing first on search engines. SEO strategy usually consists of a few things. These include buyer persona research, keyword research, and on-page SEO research. These three areas can help you learn how your target market is searching online and position your business to get discovered by the right people. 10. Research keyword opportunities. Keyword research is an extension of buyer persona research. You can use the personas you've created to search for the best keywords for your brand. Once you've found them, then use an online keyword finder tool to find related keywords for your target audience. Then, you can do some on-page SEO research and optimization. This is where you put those keywords in the correct places on your website. 11. Optimize your website for mobile devices. Most Google searches are done on mobile devices, so it's important to have a site that looks clean and easy to navigate when someone enters it on their smartphone. A mobile site can also be beneficial for SEO with search engines like Google, which reward you with a higher ranking if you have a mobile site. You don't have to be a tech expert to build a site that looks good on mobile. In fact, most CMS platforms already offer mobile-optimized templates. 12. Write optimized blog posts. Content and blogging are extremely important for your search engine ranking. The more often your desired keywords appear in your high-quality and helpful content, the more likely you are to appear in search results. A great way to become an authority on your topic, product, or service is to blog. Make sure you are writing with SEO in mind. You can find articles on the internet that give you SEO tips for bloggers. 13. Launch business pages on Facebook and Yelp. If your business is focused on a local area, the most important accounts are your Facebook, Yelp, and Google business features. Having high Yelp reviews improves your authority online and helps your search ranking. You can claim your business on Yelp for free, customize your profile, add pictures, and ask for reviews. The same thing goes for registering your Google business page. You can register your business with Google for free and add pictures. If you have ever searched for your business on Google Maps and have been disappointed not seeing it, it's because you haven't claimed it yet. On Facebook, you can create a Facebook business page so that people can find your location and hours. For any business, having up-to-date social media accounts will help you be found and engage with prospects. Create a Twitter account. Learn how to use Instagram. Create a Pinterest account, if it's relevant, and use them to discover new clients. But just remember, you don't want to be on too many social media platforms. Trying to keep up posting on all of them can be time-consuming. It can also be more detrimental to your business than helpful. You should be on the social media platform where your customers are. What I have just covered is only the basics of inbound marketing. I hope what I've imparted to you will help your business. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, Score provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of Score holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year in various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars or in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about them and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with Score, Score is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from Score, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. Score Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of Score and 91.9 WBNJ.